Yes, I love you because you first love me. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Singing, Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. We lift you up, and we magnify your name. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you because you first love me. Singing, Lord, Lord. How many just love him? Isn't he wonderful? Singing, Lord, you are. And I love you. Yes, I love you because you first love me. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, yes, we do. Just lift it up as a worship to him. Yes, and I love, we love you. Yes, I love you because you've birthed. Yes, I love. We're going to sing that one more time. Because we love him. We're in his presence and we just look for him to move. One more time. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Because you first love me. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. How many are just glad to be in the house of God one more time? God has brought us through another week. Ups and downs, but he's brought us through another week, and we just are here just to thank him and praise him.
Thank you for the width of your love, the length of your love, the height of your love, and the depth of your love. Thank you for the width of your love, the length of your love, the height of your love, and the depth. Thank you for the width of your love.
Come on, y'all can put your hands together. Come on. We come just to magnify his name, just to lift him up, for he's worthy of it.
Thank you for the width of your love, the length of your love, the height of your love, and the depth of your love. Thank you for the width of your love.
That sounds all right.
Thank you for the width of your love. Of your love, of your love. Yes, the width of your love,
the length of your love, the height of your love. He keeps blessing me over and over again. Over and over again, blessing me. He keeps doing it over and over, over and over, say over and over again. Over and over again, yes. The blessings, the promises, the love. We thank you, Lord, thank you for the width of your love. We thank you for the width of your love. It's so real to me, the width of your love. One more time, love, the length of your love, the height of your love, over and over, over and over again. Yes, over and over, just over and over again, over and over again, Lord, over and over again, over and over. Amen. If we can just give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. His love is amazing, isn't it? Let's just turn in our Bibles to Psalms 116. How many just love him? How many just love him? Amen. David talks about this in here. His love for him as well. He says in Psalms 116 and starting at verse 1, he says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. I like that part. It said, I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Amen. And that's just everybody's testimony. God just does amazing things for us, doesn't he? Amen. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you just for bringing us into your house once again, Lord. And Lord, as we, Lord, just come, Lord, just the Lord, lift up your name, Lord. We ask that, Lord, you would just be our, Lord, unseen guest, Lord God. And Lord God, actually, you're not an unseen guest, Lord God, but Lord, I see you in each and every one of the people, Lord God. And Lord, I see your grace, Lord God, just by the ones that are back into the house of God, Lord. Lord, many, Lord, people, Lord, just it's a reality that, Lord, some people in this world, they lost their Christianity, Lord God, this week, Lord God. They lost their faith in you this week, Lord God. And Lord God, that some people, Lord, just stopped believing in God, or some trial, Lord, took them out of, Lord God, just wanted to worship your name and praise them. But Lord, when we see where we are, Lord God, we say like David, Lord God, we love you, Lord God. And Lord, we appreciate you, Lord God. We could have been, Lord God, the 911 call, Lord God, but we're still healthy, Lord God. Lord God, we could have been, Lord, dead, Lord God, but we're still here, Lord God. We could have been without a job, Lord God, but Lord God, we still have, Lord God, money coming into our pockets, Lord God. Lord God, we could have been the one, Lord God, going to a homeless shelter, Lord, but you still have a home for us, Lord God. But not only that, Lord God, but the greatest thing that, Lord God, we could be still walking out in darkness, Lord God, not knowing the full truth. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for revealing the full truth to us, Lord God, and Lord, bringing us into the message of this hour, Lord God, the truth of this hour, Lord God, that'll give us rapturing faith to get out of here, Lord God. And Lord God, as we just come here, Lord God, just thinking about these things, Lord, help us not just to, Lord God, just to approach this like any other service, but Lord God, let us come under expectation, Lord God, waiting for you to do something, Lord God. Lord, it said, Lord, you get in what you put out, Lord God. And Lord God, a lot of times, Lord, in sports, Lord God, when the home team comes to play, it's the home crowd, Lord God, that energizes, Lord God, the home team to play better, Lord God. And Lord God, we are, Lord, here, Lord God, and we, Lord, lift our praises up to you, Lord God. And Lord God, we just want to lift up our praises so high, Lord God, that it calls you off out the seat, Lord God, to come down and move in a special way, Lord God. Lord God, may you take tiredness out of everyone's body, Lord God, and just, Lord, lift us into an atmosphere of worship, an atmosphere of praise, an atmosphere of faith, Lord God, that anything can happen in this service, Lord God. Lord, bless your servant, Brother Diggs, Lord, as he's traveled a long way to be here with us, Lord God. May he have a word in season to speak to us, Lord God. And Lord God, may we just pull on the gift, Lord God, that, Lord God, we may receive what you have for us, Lord God. Not just some of it, but all that you have for us, Lord God. Lord, remove tiredness out of the bodies, Lord God, and just, Lord, help us just to enter in, Lord God, that, Lord, we may just explain it like the prophet said. It's just like fire shut up in our bones, Lord, that we just may not be able to hold ourselves, but we're just, Lord God, just, Lord, emotionally, Lord, tangled up, tied up, and wrapped up, and just can't sit down, but just, Lord, stand up and lift, Lord, up your name, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say amen. And let the church say amen. 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 We're just going to sing this song.
He brought me out of a miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my heart. Hallelujah. He brought me out of a miry clay. He set my feet. He put a song, a song of praise. One more time, he brought me out. Yes, he brought me out. How many did God bring out? And he set my feet on a rock. He put a song. Yes, he did. Today, a song of praise. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget. If God has done something for you, just turn around and tell somebody, God bless you. It's good to see you. He bought you out. How you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. I can't forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Yes. I can't forget it. He brought me out. He brought me out of a miry clay. He set my feet. When he set your feet down, they're not moving. He put a song.
dance, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'll never forget. I can't forget what you've done for me. Can't forget. I can't forget it. I can't forget. One more time. I can't forget. I can't forget what you've done. How many of God done something for you? He paid that bill. He saved your soul. He made you whole. He brought you here today. I can't forget it. I can't forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought. I can't forget. 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 No, never. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I can't forget about him. I can't forget about the grace. I can't forget about the mercy. I can't forget about the blood, for it's the blood that's what did it for me. It's the blood that got us all here, right? Say, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, that makes me no other. Nothing but the blood. What can wash? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me? We're singing. Precious, that makes me white. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on, musicians, put your hands together. It's the blood that has us here today. It's the blood that has us in the position where we have. Lord, if it wasn't for the blood, I wouldn't be able to clap my hands. I wouldn't be able to raise my voice. There'll be no grace. Oh, precious. That makes me say nothing but the blood. We say nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Yes, nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. in my life. Lord, be glorified in my life, in this life. Be glorified today in my home, Lord, in my home. We want you to get all the glory, Lord. Be glorified. I believe that song means something special to some of y'all. In my home, in my, be glorified. In my church, in this church, in my church, Lord, we want you to get all glory, Lord. We feel your spirit, Lord. So in the church, from the front to the back, yes, be glorified today in my life, just a congregation. Be glorified. Be glorified, Lord, in my life, Lord. This simple life of mine. Be glorified. Now just take some time to worship Him. Lord, be glorified in my life. Be glorified in my mind. Be glorified in my job, in my home, Lord. Everywhere I go, Lord, I want your glory to surround me. I want your glory, your presence to follow me, Lord. I want the ever presence to be around me, Lord God. Lord, when I'm all alone, I want to give you the glory. Lord, when I'm amongst my friends, I want you to get the glory. Amongst my co-workers, I want you to get the glory. Lord, in my relationship, get the glory. To my son and to my daughter, get the glory, Lord. Lord, we give you all the glory, all the praise. In my life, in my life, yes, 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 Lord, be glorified in my life, hallelujah, hallelujah. One more time, to the King of Kings, be glorified, glorified today. Amen. As we just take our seats just for tonight's tithes and offering. Let the power, the Holy Ghost, fall. Anointing, anointing, anointing.
Covering us through the week, dear Lord. If it wasn't for your grace and mercy, dear Lord, where would we be today, dear Lord? We just thank you for just dying on the cross, dear Lord, and rising again for our sins, dear Lord. We just want to thank you, dear Lord, and we ask you, dear Lord, just to bless this offering, dear Lord, and bless those that desire to give, and bless those that don't have much to give, dear Lord. But we just ask you, dear Lord, just to take the little that they have and make it grand, dear Lord. We just want to thank you, dear Lord, for all that you've done for us, dear Lord. And dear Lord, and the message that come forth, dear Lord, we ask you to bless, dear Lord. And if anybody come in bondage, dear Lord, we just ask you to just make them free, dear Lord. As Paul and Silas was bound, dear Lord, in the prison, dear Lord, you shook the foundation, dear Lord. We ask you to just come down and shake the foundation of the Spirit and True Tabernacle, dear Lord. We just want to thank you, dear Lord, and to bless his offering, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let's just sing that anointing.
Anointing.
If the Smileys would have a special. Let it fall. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall. Anointing fall on me.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Let the power time anointing. I have decided, determined, I'm committed, that I'm run. Even though at times I may get lost, I'm going to run this race. I'm going to
don't know where or when or how, but I know I'm going to make it. Oh, I'll run this race nestled safely in amazing grace. I made up my mind, I don't have much time, but I'll run till I finish. I have decided, determined, I'm committed, but I'll run no matter the cost. And I have decided, determined, I'm committed, that I'll run, even though at times I may get lost. I'm going to run this race, I'm going to take my proper place in the winning circle. I'm going to run anyway, I don't know where, I don't know when or how, but I know I'm going to make it. Oh, I will run this race, nestled safely in amazing grace. I've made up my mind, I don't have much time, but I'll run. Oh, yes, I'll run, I will run. I made up my mind, I don't have much time, but I'll run, I'll run. I made up my mind, I don't have much time, but I'll run till I finish.
Amen. Are we going to run till we're finished? Not run almost there, but run till we finish. Amen. Just a song that actually has been on my mind, and it's just kind of like something that just really speaks to me and stuff. And when you have those days where you just don't, you feel like you're tossed this way and tossed that way, and you know, it feels like you might not finish and everything. It's just good to know that you're anchored. It's good to know that you're on solid ground and stuff. And if you don't mind, just sing this song, because it's just been in my heart and stuff. So.
And though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon that distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. the storms keep on raging in this life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassuring. It's reassuring, y'all, as I keep my eyes upon that distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. Y'all, but if the storms, it don't cease, and if that wind, it keeps on blowing in my life, my soul has been its anchored in the Lord, in the Lord. I realize that sometimes in this life we're gonna be tossed, that's how I am, by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the Word of God, I've got an anchor. Oh yes I do, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tide. But if the storms, they just don't cease, and if the winds, they keep on blowing in my life, my soul's been anchored in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. Yes, it is. My soul's been anchored. Yes, my soul's been anchored. My soul's been anchored. My soul's been anchored. My soul. The billows may roll, the breakers may dash, I shall not sway because it holds me fast. So dark the days, clouds in the sky, I know it's alright, cause Jesus is mine. See, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. My, thank you, Jesus. My soul's been anchored. The enemy may come in like a flood, but my God will raise a stand up against them. My soul's been anchored. My soul's been anchored. My soul's been anchored. My soul. I got a real good grip, y'all, and I'm not letting go. I got a real good grip, y'all, and I'm not letting go. For he holds me, y'all. He keeps me, y'all. He watches me, y'all. He protects me, y'all. My soul's been naked. My soul's been naked. My soul's been naked. My soul has been naked in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord, y'all. My soul, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. My soul's been anchored, my soul's been anchored, my soul's been anchored. My soul, I see the storm coming,
I see the wind start blowing, but I don't get afraid, cause he holds me, y'all. He keeps me, y'all. He's my protection, y'all. My ever-present help in a time of trouble. Y'all don't know, like I know, what God has done me. See, he's kept me, and he's kept me, y'all. He's kept me, y'all. I say, y'all don't know what he's done for me. Say, y'all don't know what he's done for me. You can't tell it, so let me tell it. Say, you can't tell it, so let me tell it. He watches me, he keeps me, he guides me, and he favors me. I said, he keeps me, he holds me, he favors me, he favors me. Say, he favors me, he favors me, favors me, he favors me, and he's mine, and he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. See, when you know when God is yours, when you know that he's always gonna be there, I don't worry about it, because he's the author and the finisher of my faith. I don't care what's gonna go on, I don't care the storm, he's always gonna be there. My soul has been anchored in. My soul, my soul, my soul, my soul has been. Brother Jack comes, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Open the floodgates, everybody say, oh, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, say, I feel the rain, oh. It's raining, oh, time with all your heart. Open the floodgates. Oh, of heaven, let it rain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rain. Come on, put those hands together for the Lord Jesus. Come on, give him praise, worship him, adore him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Softly, why don't you just turn around and tell somebody, say, we're here now, we might as well have church. Say, we're here now, we might as well have church. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell you what, the specials that they brought tonight was just a real, real blessing. Appreciate Brother Andrew and appreciate Brother Caleb. Amen. And all they did here tonight. The worship service has been a blessing. You see, it's this remind me of the Friday night services I used to go to when I was young. And we look forward to going to church on Friday night, you know, and amen, we would just have a time. So, you know, we didn't go to the games and all of that other stuff, you know, so church was our life, right? So if you gotta go to church, you might as well enjoy going to church. Amen. So we get in there, we just have a good time in the Lord. And you know, sometimes that's when you get your best blessing, when you're not looking for it. Amen. You get your best blessing. And we come dragging in, been a long week, but I tell you, God got a way of just lifting our spirits. And, amen. The song said, God got a blessing with your name on it. Amen. You believe that? So he got a blessing with your name on it. Amen. With your address. Your seat has been assigned to this blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Well, we want to... we don't want to take too much time. We appreciate our precious brother Diggs being in fellowship with us on tonight. Amen. From Columbia, South Carolina. Thank God for his precious wife and his children. Amen. God bless you all. So good to have you all one more time in our city of West Palm Beach. Amen. We thank the Lord for Pastor Smiley, man, and the family coming. Amen. To be a part of service tonight. We sure thank God. And I just have a feeling that we're going to have one of them services where you're going to go tell somebody you should have been there. But you know, I'm going to tell you something. You got to press sometime in order to get a blessing from God. You know, you got to press. God meet us in unexpected places at unexpected times. And I'm just looking for God to do something special here tonight. I believe he will do something special. Amen. So I asked Brother Diggs, I say, Brother, don't worry about none of the things we got planned. Take your time and deliver the word of God. Because we want all that God got in store for us tonight. Amen. So we're going to welcome him to the pulpit tonight. We'll just keep singing that song as he comes. Amen. Our precious Brother Diggs from Columbia, South Carolina. Open the floodgates.
Open the floodgates. Let it rain. Let it rain. Come on, lift your voice. Say, open the floodgates, said now. One more time. Let it rain. Let it rain. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that the rain is already falling. Amen. That the floodgates are open. Amen. That God is
pouring out his spirit, amen, among flesh again. Hallelujah. And it's good to be back in spirit and truth. Amen. How many glad to be in church? Hallelujah. I'm like Brother Jack said, when I come to church, I like to give it my all. Hallelujah. You know, people get tired and they one song, two song, you know. I like to give God everything I got. Same time, bust out in a sweat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What are we coming to? Amen. If we, you know, it was an old song that said, this is just a rehearsal. When we get to heaven, we're going to really sing. Hallelujah. Ain't going to be no cracks in our voice. Ain't going to be no sweat glands. We're going to never get tired of worshiping God. Hallelujah. Ain't going to be no bad voice, no good voices. We're just going to worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be in his glory. Thank you, Jesus. Never, ever leave his side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel the anointing moving. I'm not going to say amen. Amen. I'm going to just get into the scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was just in a service where Paul Morton preached. And he ended up his altar call on that song. Hallelujah. Amen. But before he started out with whatever I'm doing, whatever you're doing in the season, please don't do it without me. How many feel that way, Lord? Lord, whatever you're doing, please don't do it without me. Hallelujah. See, we look at these people and you say, oh, that ain't in the message. Well, where that then? Where they get the inspiration from? They getting it from God. Whatever you're doing, Lord, please don't do it without me. If you're healing in this season, don't do it without me. If you're saving in the safe, don't do it without me, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank God, amen, for his goodness. And I was saying last night at Brother Smiley Church that brother preached. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we can go in service in a denomination with our eyes all crooked, you know, thinking we got everything wrapped up. That man opened that Bible and preached. Amen. I was on my feet hollering, preach. Man, preach. Hallelujah. I ain't care who was looking at me. Man, preach that word. And that man preached. Hallelujah. He knows somebody the way he preached. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That, see, it ain't my calling to judge where he gonna go. That ain't my job. Hallelujah. Amen. I just thank you, Jesus. But if you're doing something for God, I want to be a part of it. Amen. But we love the Lord. We're not gonna prolong the time. It's good to be here again. We appreciate Brother Jack, amen, and his church and his family, amen, all of you that come out. Amen. We just believe that God has something in store for us tonight. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer and we'll get into the word tonight. Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness, Lord. And Lord, just how you've spread your spirit abroad, Lord. And Lord God, you didn't pass over us, Lord Jesus. For Father, we were not any different from any other people, Lord. But Father, only thing made us different was your choosing, Lord. Lord, that you chose us before the foundation of the world, Lord. And Lord God, it doesn't matter what our past is, what we may have done, what we will do, but if, Lord, we are your chosen vessels, Lord, we will come your provided way. And Lord, we pray that tonight, Father, you would pour out a special blessing among us tonight. Don't let it just be another Friday night service of us just coming to church in our traditions. But Lord, let the expectation of the believer rise to the forefront, Lord, where we can get what we expect tonight. And Lord, as the songs have went up before you as a sweet-smelling savor, Lord, that is pleasing in your sight, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask, Father, that you would just move upon your word, Lord, and let the liberty of the Spirit have its way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and we thank you, Lord. The church say amen. Hallelujah. You got your Bibles? Amen. Let's... Hallelujah. The word is so rich. Amen. I don't quite know where to stand. Let's go read in Romans, the 8th chapter. I love this chapter in Romans. Amen. There's so many good things in here. Then from there, we're going to go to 1 John. Hallelujah. 1 John. Let's read out of Romans 8 first. I don't know about other preachers, but sometimes I can read a scripture and go preach, come back, read that scripture and go preach, find another scripture, then come back to that same scripture and go preach. Hallelujah. Because the word don't get old. The word is fresh. And I want you to look at it like this, no matter how many times you've heard it. I may have even preached on these scriptures here, but God is not an old God. It's a new season, a new day, a fresh anointing coming our way. Hallelujah. But Romans 8, I want to start reading out of verse 14. If you have it, say amen. And don't look at this tonight as if I know this, I've heard this. But I want you to look at it as, what is he saying to me? And not he, me, Brother Diggs, but he, God. Hallelujah. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Hallelujah. Let me stop right there. Now, if you're a son or a daughter of God, if you're locked in bondage, that ain't really you. Hallelujah. That's not what God gave you. Hallelujah. You are living the wrong life. Hallelujah. And let me say it like this. The devil got to let go. Because God did not give you the spirit of bondage. Because if you are a son, you are a son of God. And you are free. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit, hallelujah, that we are the children of God, hallelujah. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, anybody suffer? Anybody going through something? Anybody got bills behind? Anybody got a little trouble in their body? Anybody upset with somebody? Hallelujah. Got some loved ones calling you nice, nasty. They think they all that. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which God shall, which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. 1 John 3. Amen. Let's start at verse 1. 1 John 3 and 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Now, I want you to catch this verse right here. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Not beloved, we might be. Not beloved, we shall be. Not beloved in the time to come, but beloved now are we. You notice how he always, when God wanted to make a statement, he put now right there. He said, now faith is the substance. Hallelujah. When you go to Exodus, he talk about the exit, he says, now is the time to exit. Hallelujah. So God, he puts that exclamation on it, on that now. That means right here in this service. Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can have your seats. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Before I get started, I need to know how many believers in here. Don't be afraid to raise your hand if you're a believer. Hallelujah, because the scripture says, wherever two or three believers gather, God is in our midst. Hallelujah. Now, the challenge is for you to see him. That's the challenge. The challenge is for you to go past Brother Diggs, Brother Jack, Brother Smiley, whoever else you might see, Brother Caleb, hallelujah. But you want to be able to see God in the midst of the service, hallelujah. You want, and for you to be able to see God, it'll bring you to my subject tonight, a part of God. That's my topic tonight, a part of God. Let the church say, a part of God, hallelujah. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, a part of God. But my subject or my subtopic or whatever you want to call it, is the Word seen the Word. The Word seen the Word. Hallelujah. Oh my. Thank you, Jesus. But church, when you think about being a part of God, there's a certain characteristics that comes along with that. Amen. For you, for I, to say that God is our Father, there's a certain makeup inside of us. Amen. There's a certain character that will just automatically develop out of you as you go along with Christ. Hallelujah. Now, you think a man and a woman that has children, you know, whether those children like it or not, they got a certain DNA. Hallelujah. They got a certain makeup. Hallelujah. They got certain things they're going to get from their father, whether they like it or not. They're going to get certain things they get from their mother, whether they like it or not. And in the process of time, it begins to push out. Hallelujah. You take a man. Hallelujah. You know, I use me and my wife for instance. You know, our children look like us, and some people say when you look at them, you can see both of us in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you ought to, when it comes to the children of God, you ought to be able to see the three of one in you. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You ought to have enough spirit in your life. Hallelujah. Enough Holy Ghost in your life. Hallelujah. Enough blood representing where you can overcome sin in your life. Hallelujah. That should be character. That should be a part of God in you tonight. Hallelujah. And let me say it like this. My child could go out in the world and they can move to Chicago. My DNA is still inside of them. Woo! He can go over to Africa, hallelujah, and move to Timbuktu. A part of me is still inside him, hallelujah. He can be on the corner smoking dope, drinking liquor, but that ain't going to happen because he come from God. Hallelujah. But even if he do that living in sin, a part of me is still inside him. There's something inside of that child that represents me that I cannot deny. There's a part of God in you tonight that God cannot deny. Why do we think? Let me show you how powerful a part of God is. We know I love talking about Adam. I love talking about Adam. Because God created the heavens and the earth, which was a part of God. Woo! Hallelujah. The sun, you take the sun. You look at the sun, you say, man, the sun is just so powerful and so marvelous. Think about it like this. You know, you got scientists, and they're always wanting to go up into space and look at this, and is anybody living on this planet or that planet, and this and that. Let me ask you a question. Man has been to the moon, amen? Man goes to the moon on a regular basis, but I ask the question, how come no man has never set foot on the sun? Because that belongs to God and God alone. God don't share that with nobody, hallelujah, but his children, hallelujah. And let me say it like this, from what is a meteorite? A meteorite is an offspring from that sun, hallelujah. It's a part of that sun that goes into other dimensions, but if you test it and you grab a piece from the sun, it's the same thing. It's in another dimension. It's on another atmosphere, but it's still a part of the sun. It might not look like it, but it is. If you can take that meteorite and throw it back into that sun, it'll evaporate. It'll go back to what it originally was. Hallelujah. And that's how it is when you are a part of God. Hallelujah. You take Adam. Adam, see, what separates Adam from the rest of the creation, Adam was the makeup of God. Adam was the part of God that the animals couldn't do, that the lakes couldn't do, the mineral kingdom couldn't do. None of these other kingdoms could reflect God like Adam. Hallelujah. Adam was the spitting image of God. And God said, I'm going to prove that to you. I'm going to show you that this man is so much like me. I'm going to take everything I created and give it to him. Hallelujah. And there's a certain thing called inheritance. Adam had an inheritance. Adam had certain rights in the Garden of Eden. There's certain things he said it had to come to pass because his voice was just as his father's voice. He was a part of God. Hallelujah. You know, when I think about Adam, I think about Adam. You know how the prophet talked about him going out in the garden in the cool of the day and all these different things. And Adam could say, river, stop flowing northward and go southward. And it would obey. Something with no soul could just hear the Creator's voice and obey. Hallelujah. Because he was a part of God. He had creation in his mouth. He had the earth in his mouth. Hallelujah. On the tips of his hand, Adam could be standing by an apple tree and say, apple. And the apple would come straight in his hand. Hallelujah. That's the kind of power he had because he was a part of God. God didn't hold anything back from Adam. Adam's substance was God's makeup. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, one thing about a child in a household. See, I can look at some of Jack's kids and say, man, I see Jack in them. Hallelujah. I can look at Sister Erica and say, man, I see Sister Erica in the girls. I can look at Brother Smiley and say, I see him in his children. Hallelujah. Why? Because there's certain characteristics, whether you like it or not, one day they're going to say, boo, here I am. And I don't care where you've been, what kind of sin you've been in, if you are a child of God, one day God going to bust up out of you. You ain't going to be able to stop it. You ain't going to be able to control it. One day he's just going to come out. He's going to be oozing out. You ever seen something ooze out? You can't stop it. You try to wipe it up. You try to hurry up, but it's oozing. It's moving too fast. That's what God want to do. God want to ooze out this bride. God don't want you to try to put him in a box. God want to ooze out your life. Hallelujah. God said, why are you trying to stop me from flowing? You can go from church to church, from place to place, but you will not be satisfied until you let me show myself inside you. Hallelujah. And you think about as Adam fell into sin. Hallelujah. God told Eve, he told them, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Right. But I want to tell you how powerful a part of God is. Adam knew if he could put part of his seed in Eve, God would spare her life. Because God could not kill himself. Hallelujah. And you may have had heartaches. You may have had pains. You may have had days where you say, I just can't take it no more. And you thought about taking your life. But there's something that said, You are a part of God. You are a part of me. And I need you. I'm here to preserve you. See, this gospel doesn't have any preservatives in it. It's the real thing. It don't need a special preacher with a humming voice. It don't need a special choir doing praise dances. Hallelujah. It don't need a certain preacher with a deep voice and can say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. The church don't need that. Hallelujah. All they need to know is that they come from God and they go back to God. And the devil knows if you ever get that revelation, he can't do nothing with you. He know that. That's why he's always in your ear lying to you, telling you, God don't want you because you did this. God don't want you because you did that. God don't want you. God allowed that to happen so he can get you in his presence. I've been preaching on a masterpiece. The only way you have a masterpiece is if you have a hammer and a chisel. All right now. All right. All right now. Because the hammer and chisel is there to chop off the things that's not needed. To bring into that image that's in God's mind. See, God knows whose is a part of him. See, I ask this question all the time. You know, when I really got anchored in God, I had some people I was running with. We were doing dirt together. We were doing all this stuff together. You know, we even went to church on Sunday together and all these different things. But then when God began to deal with me, these people couldn't see what I saw. It didn't mean to them what it meant to me. Now, I can't explain. The only way I can explain that was it was a part of God. Hallelujah. Because I was no better than them. I did what they did. I was a sinner just like they was a sinner. But because I was a part of God, sin did not abound. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, my. Church, what am I saying? What I'm saying is, listen to what God said right here through a prophet. He says, now I want you to catch this. You may have got many troubles. You may have failed many times. Hallelujah. You might be still falling. Hallelujah. You might got some stuff in your house you need to get rid of tonight. Hallelujah. But let me say it like this. If God's seed is in you, that in your house, don't change that. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. This is God, so rich in mercy. Hallelujah. He said, now if you've got eternal life tonight, if you've got eternal life tonight, now I don't know about nobody else, DJ, but I know I got eternal life tonight. I may not have had it 15 years ago. But I got it tonight. That can come out my mouth tonight. And let me say it like this. I may not have known I had it 15 years ago, but even in my sin, God made preparation for me to get here tonight so I can say I got it tonight. Woo! Oh, yeah, with these 15, 30 people, we're going to shake this church tonight. We ain't got to have no big crowd. We ain't got to have no special meeting. All we need is the word, seeing the word. Hallelujah. All we need is for the word to see the word. And when those two omnipotents meet, the miraculous has to take place. If you can see the word tonight, you, the word, see the word that I'm preaching, the miraculous can take place. Hallelujah. Devil is a liar. Come and get us and lock us in tradition. We're looking for a special meeting or a special this. Every service is special when God comes down. Hallelujah. Every time we meet is special. Because we were once tied to sin, but now, woman, thou art loosed. Hallelujah. Oh, my. You know what? If you were really catching it, I didn't preach my whole message. The rest of it we can shout off of. If you was catching it, but for those of you who ain't catching it, God gonna stop it. And bring it back around one more time. He said, if you've got eternal life tonight, if we have eternal life tonight, then we always were. You mean to tell me? When I was down here at Daytona Beach, talking about Black College Weekend, and they thought they having a party, talking about, this is how we do it, and Luther Campbell and all his boys coming up, and Poison Clan and all the rest of them, and I'm sitting on the beach, hey, I had eternal life then. Woo! Woo! And why you? Was sitting at home watching Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. You had eternal life then. Yes, hallelujah. While you were sitting at house in the house watching Michael Jordan dunk on Patrick Ewing, you had eternal life then. When you was at home listening to those 8 tracks or those 20s talking about Aretha Franklin, you had eternal life then. When you went to the Patti LaBelle concert, you had eternal life then. Let me hit right home for the young people. When I was listening to Tupac, I had eternal life then. When I was listening to Too Short, I had eternal life then. When I was listening to Mary J. Blige, I had eternal life in me. Because I was a part of God. And you know what God did? God let the word see the word. Woo! And sin could not stop the word from coming into sight. We gonna shake the devil's kingdom tonight. Somebody gonna walk out of here fired up, ready to witness tomorrow. Whoever they see, they gonna tell them about Jesus. We've been quiet too long. It's time for us to tell about his goodness. I'm sick of being quiet. I'm sick of people getting offended. It's time for them to let them know how I feel. You have to be careful. You have to be careful for what? The Bible says be careful of nothing. Think not what you're going to say in that hour. Amen. I'm a part of God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. But the part I love is people look at you and they can't see. They can see who the prophet is, but they can't tell who the bride is. We look so mixed up. We got some running after this, running after that, running after this. The message looked like a mess age. But I don't let none of that bother me. Because I didn't have to meet the prophet, I had to meet the God of the prophet. Hallelujah. Like I was saying, that Bible truth, you going to Jeffersonville ain't gonna make you more anointed. You going to Sabino ain't going to make you more anointed. You going to Arizona, digging in the den, robbing the silver-tipped grizzly, that ain't going to give you no more anointing because that is not a part of God. Woo! That's the prophet's legacy. You know, I go some places, they pick up their rocks when I start preaching like this. I can feel it. They got their rocks up, everybody get quiet, nobody can't say amen, because I'm talking, he's talking about my prophet, he's my prophet too. I just know how to put him in his position. I want somebody to say it with me, it's my turn now. It's my turn now. They ain't gonna quiet me down, it's my turn now. It's time for me to show my God. And I don't know about you, I've been in services where the sick have got healed. Blinded eyes have gotten open. Deaf ears have gotten open. Hallelujah. Diabetes have dropped off. Witches were cast out. I've been in services with the anointing where the young girl, just like Brother Ram, she said, after you pray for me, I'm going to put these shoes on and I'm going to run around the church. I've been in services like that. Full up with young people, hallelujah, who believe God. Young people that wasn't afraid to try God, who wasn't satisfied with just their gift, but they wanted to find their place in the Word. Hallelujah. They ordered the Word, seeing the Word. Hallelujah. There are some more preachers in here, some more preachers' wives, some prophetess. Hallelujah. Every church is supposed to drink in and push out. And if you're not pushing out, it ain't the ministry fault. Hallelujah. But church, look at it. See, you got to realize, for those of you that might be new or whatever, I'm at home. And you know, I ain't like Jack or Brother Smiley, who can just put a piece of steak out there and chop that thing up real good for you. Chop it up. They say, you want some red in it? I'll give you a little bit of red. How you want to weld it? See, I can't do it like that. I can't put it out there and chop it up real nice. I'm a buffet style preacher. Hallelujah. You might get some steak, some chicken, some filet mignon, some shrimp. You just better eat. Hallelujah. Because if you walk away hungry, it's your own fault. I even got some carrot cake on the buffet, some apple pie, some pudding, whatever you need, you can have it tonight. But what you got to realize, as they prepare the steak and I lay out my buffet, all of it being cooked by the same chef. Hallelujah. He said, then we were always one. Because there is only one form of eternal life. There's only one form of eternal life. Who is eternal life? God. Jesus Christ. So if God is in you, it's the same eternal life. Let me say it like this. It's the same word. You know, the prophet would say, if you take, oh my, and this is so fitting in Florida, if you take a spoon of the ocean, bring it back and put it in a jar, you got the ocean. You got the substance of the ocean. You got the makeup of the ocean. You got the characteristics of the ocean. You got all that the ocean is right there in that tablespoon. Right there in that tablespoon, you got what the ocean is. Hallelujah. He says, we always were, and the reason we were, because we are a part of God. And God is the only thing that's eternal. Ooh-wee. So, but the problem is, what we've been missing is, you know, sometimes we go through a generation where it don't look like God ain't showing himself. But that don't mean his seed ain't being passed down. Hallelujah. You know, the prophet of God talking about a husband and a wife could have a redhead baby. And the husband go looking at the wife all funny. Talking about, I ain't got no red hair. You ain't got no red hair. So he began to question her. Is this my child? Without really saying it, he began to question her. You know, he's looking at the baby, all in the baby's eyes, you know, and looking at it, looking in the mirror, you know, looking at this and looking at that. You know, then people come in the room and say, who he look like? Who he look like? And they say, well, I see some of you. So what about his hair? What about the hair? I ain't talking about the eyes. Everybody can have blue eyes. What about the hair? I ain't got no hair. But then the prophet say, you go back through the genealogy. You go back down the family tree, hallelujah. And the great, 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 woo! I think one of Brother Smiley's kids came out like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come out all red and brownish looking hair and all this stuff. And Brother Smiley looking at him, like, oh. But he ain't questioning Sister Gina. He had to go back into the family tree. Sometimes everybody ain't going to be able to do it like you do it. You got to go back in the family tree. You got to let God take you back. Hallelujah. Take you back to where it got started from. Then you can see that gene is there. He said you go way back to the great, 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 great grandfather and find out he was redheaded. And that's just like God. You might not see it, but it's still there. And then one day, bam, God busts out. Woo! All unexpectedly. Hallelujah. You thought he wasn't in your house. You thought he wasn't in your children. Then all of a sudden, one day they come to church. Bam, here I am. On the altar crying, worshiping God, singing songs, praying on their knees, hallelujah, pulling on the word, bam, here I is. Let me ask you a question tonight. Who your daddy is? I know who my daddy is. Who your daddy is? When you least expect it, God busts out, boom. Thought he wasn't there. Thought the young people, you thought Ty Tribbett was going to sweep them out there. Kirk couldn't do it, so they brought his successor, Ty. Ty couldn't do it. Ty ain't going to do it. Because we're a part of God. Don't worry about it. They be on YouTube looking at Captain Victor. Captain Victor. Don't worry about it. If it ain't a part of God, they can be in there talking, you got the victory. And be condemned. I tell this all the time. I remember when God really started dealing with me, Jasmine, I thought I knew what I was supposed to be doing. I thought I had everything, living my own life. And mama started dropping that seed. The word seeing the word. God told me. Even when I couldn't see the word in me, she could see it. Hallelujah. And that's what I see in Jasmine, Katie, and Kiara. Hallelujah. Even though they can't see it, it's just another service with Daddy preaching. The Word is seeing the Word. See, this is a promise I got to keep. I told them I was going to make them a part of the service tonight. I told them they was going to help me preach tonight. Because last night, Brother Smile, I told them and I forgot. But tonight, I did not forget my promise. Come on, somebody help me preach. You know, sometimes the children take God for granted. Hallelujah. You said that last night. But God ain't going to always forget about you. Hallelujah. God ain't going to always keep you letting run wild. Hallelujah. One day God going to get in your face and say, what you say? Who you think you talking to? Do you know who I am? Without me, there be no you. Come on, Jasmine, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come in here, you know what? And I know, oh, boy, they didn't open up the can. Now the can is wide open. You know what I'm tired of, but I know God doing something. They'll be home, the music be going, and they be in there. They dancing and shaking and clapping and how great is our God and, you know, get right church and everything. Get to church and they. Where that fire at now? Show me some moving now. Show me some praise now. Show me what you got now. Don't show it to me. That somebody need to see that you got God inside you. Where you at tonight? Y'all know how y'all do. Y'all gonna go home and imitate Brother Diggs, but you better watch it. You might be the next Brother Diggs. You might be the next Brother Diggs. Hallelujah. Caleb can't preach no more because he helped me. I am free. I am free. I am free. Caleb, one of us now. Hallelujah. So y'all can get home and play church all you want. Realize you are the church. You are the church. For you to act like me, that means that there's something inside you that desires that. There's something in you that desires that showmanship. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Y'all might as well come on and say amen. You're a part of this army too. Hallelujah. You're a part of this. Amen. And whether you want to come along or not, you got God in you. You know, I used to do the same thing y'all do. Sit back and laugh at the preachers. Pick at how they preach. You know, mark them a little bit. And I still do it. Hallelujah. You know, these are my buddies right here, but I mark them too. I get home and act like Brother Smiley. You know, and you know, I like Brother Smiley. Brother Smiley coming there all smooth. You know, he coming there and say, y'all the church, y'all tired. You know, y'all want me to preach tonight. And before the, y'all go hear this word. Y'all go hear. Because there's something in me that got to bring it out. Y'all go hear this word. I don't care what you do. You sit back and act cool all you want. You go hear this word. Hallelujah. Amen. Jack, too. Jack, get up here all smooth. All right now, y'all. I'm just kind of different, you know. I just want to do it like this, you know. God just leave. Maniacs! A bunch of maniacs! But we all are a part of God. And Brother Branham, just say you have some that teach. You have some that traumatize. Hallelujah! You have some that just get out there and set the fire loose. But we all make up the characteristics of God. So you know what? They fighting you at your house because they know you got something real. Hallelujah. They fighting you. They want to see you fall, but it ain't going to happen because you are a part of God. They sit back making bets. I give them one more year. They better give you eternity. Because once you get locked in to this thing, can't nobody else take your seat. Don't get nervous. I'm about to close. But what we got to realize is that the vision of God is coming to its full capacity. God's whole body is coming into a mature state. Hallelujah. You young people are dropping into your places. Don't let Facebook sweep you out. You got caught up one time. Remember that. Remember you got caught up, and God ain't going to let you get away. See, I love God always sends warning before judgment. I was preaching a message. That's why I've come out of this message. God's so rich in mercy. And I was talking about the mercy of God. You know, do y'all remember up in St. Augustine when they was out there swimming in the waves, hitting the waves, hitting the waves. And then one time they came up and everything was gone. And the wave began to take them out to sea. You know what? They weren't thinking about how pretty they were. They weren't thinking about what kind of clothes they had in their closet. They weren't even thinking about their boyfriend or their girlfriend. What that thing is on Facebook, update when you go to the store, whatever it is. Hallelujah. They weren't thinking about none of that. What they were thinking about was life. Who am I a part of right now? Anthony out there was a good swimmer, but it couldn't help him. He couldn't help him. All he could do was save himself. And he needed help. Hallelujah. Bree could swim. Her daddy, let me say it like this, young people. Can you imagine your parents watching you go to your death? That's what's going on for those of you who are still dabbling in sin. Your parents sitting there watching you and knowing they can't do nothing about it. They got to let it go its course. That don't mean they can't pray. That don't mean they can't keep watering that seed. Whenever your life ain't going right and they just pop up and smile and say, that's what happened when you're living in sin. You hate to hear that, don't you? Don't you hate to hear that? But it's the truth. That's what happened when you're living in sin. You get the results of sin. I heard Charles say he wanted to get out there and get her, but he said as soon as he jumped in the water, he was too heavy. He had on jeans and work clothes and all that stuff. As soon as he got in the water, he began to sink, so he had to turn around. Oh, he had to turn around. Even though his daughter was out, he had to turn around. He had to turn his back on and let God have her. My Lord. Jesus. And Anthony said he tried to go get Bree, but she was panicking so bad, she was about to take him under. And that's what happened to a lot of people in the church. This church is here to help you. This ministry is here to help you. So when the word comes and it comes direct, sharp, see, my gift works like this. If there's something going on in your life, we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how unsettled you are. One week you in church, next week you ain't. Then when things ain't going right, you back in church. When everything's smooth along fine, you don't need God. But then when things ain't going right, you remember spirit and truth. You remember Okeechobee when things ain't going right. What is that? That's the part of God in you. Hallelujah. So don't get mad at somebody. They're trying to save you and you're trying to take them under. Hallelujah. If one of these young people come to you and say, man, why are you putting that on? You don't need to be putting that on Facebook. What's wrong with you? I thought you was a Christian. And you, stay out of my business. I got something for you. I'm going to race. You ain't going to be my friend no more. I'm going to race you off my page. I wonder how many of you Christian girls or Christian guys have done your other Christian buddies like that. Because you was talking to Pretty Ricky. And you ain't want them to get on your page and see what y'all was talking about. Or you was talking to Sexy Susie. And you ain't want nobody to see what you and Susie was talking about. Oh, boy, I got y'all attention now, though. You done turned the bloodhound loose. But let me say it like this. If you are a part of God, you will not enjoy sin. Because God hates sin. And even though you're living in sin, there's still a part of God in you that won't let go. God refused to let go. God ain't going to let go. You know, I remember I say this all the time. I was coming out the club one night, and I'm looking around, feeling convicted. I'm looking around, I'm thinking, man, Brother Adams, I hope Brother Adams ain't looking at me. Oh, my mama, I hope there's another saint. Then God just came off, and my kids love to hear me say this. God just came off, just voice, just get. Fool, ain't no saints at no club. You the only one out here, dummy. No saints out here. You looking over your shoulder. Only one out here with you is the devil. Ain't no saints out here. Hallelujah. What was that? That was that part of God. The same thing he did to Adam. Even though Adam fell in sin, God still came down in the cool of day because he was faithful and called his name like he always did. Adam, Adam, where art thou? So even when you fall in sin, you can't tell me you're not convicted. You're just trying to cover it up. But there's a part of God in you that runs out of his presence. Whew. But then there's another part to say, I know I ain't doing right. I need to go back to church. I need to go back to church. But then your boyfriend said, if you go back to that church, we through. So now you got an ultimatum. What you need to do is say, bye. See you later. That means God got something better for me. Amen. Listen what he says. He says, and I'm going to jump down in there. In the middle of this, he said, and then after a while, you heard the gospel. Maybe you went to church, you picked out this and that, went from denomination to denomination. But one day, you being a part of God, you had to be part of the Word. Woo! And when you heard the Word, you knew where you come from. You knew what was truth. You were always the seed. The seed was in you always. The Word seemed the Word that was in you, that was before the foundation of the world, saw the Word, and you come to it. Amen. You know what he typed that with? He typed that with that eagle. Yes, sir. That eagle that was among chickens. Yeah. Hallelujah. He was down there living in the world, you know, eating the slop with the pen. Hardly getting kicked around and walking over somebody else's food and all this other stuff and not being satisfied. Till one day, he looked up in the sky. What made him realize he was an eagle? He saw another eagle. Woo! He saw another eagle. And that eagle streamed. What did the stream do? The stream identified something in the inside. It didn't make none of his feathers come off. It didn't make him eat no different. But that stream did something on the inside. Hallelujah. I remember when I got the Holy Ghost. The pastor said, who want the Holy Ghost in here? And I've been coming to church, like Carlton Pearson said, I've been coming to church for a long time. Hallelujah. And I felt like the day was my day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I came, the pastor said, who want the Holy Ghost? He said, come on. He said, the Bible said, and they shall lay hands upon them, and they shall receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Why we don't do that no more? We too spiritual. What we need to do, we need to start a train up in here and let the Holy Ghost fall. Amen. We need to break out of tradition. Hallelujah. We need to stop doing what we always do. We need to have some expectation. Hallelujah. Amen. You young people got problems in your life. You need to say, Satan, I draw the line tonight. If I'm a part of God, Lord, prove it to me tonight. You said, now we are the sons of God. Night can be my night. You got a problem in your house, tonight can be the night. I was in a service, and we were just preaching. Hallelujah. The power of God started moving. And these were young people. One young girl came up and she said, you know what? I'm tired of living with diabetes, Brother Diggs. She said, I believe if we pray, I can be healed. I said, you believe that? She said, yeah, I believe. I said, let's pray. And we prayed. And you know what? Let me show you what faith is. Faith is works. Faith is believing the prayer. When you go back and listen to the message, faith without works is dead. I believe it was Tommy Osborne. He began to talk. He said, now, listen to Brother Branham. Whatever Brother Branham prays for, whatever the devil say you couldn't do, after Brother Branham pray for you, you do it. So after we pray tonight, you used to going back home and Satan sitting on the couch. You say, not tonight. Not tonight. When I walk in tonight, it's going to be a different atmosphere. And if he's there, when I get there, we're going to have a showdown. Because I'm a part of God. And whenever God spoke, the devil shut his mouth and left. Hallelujah. After we prayed, she went and got her little tester and tested it, and it said normal. She got it the next morning, tested it, normal. Before she came back to church that night, tested it, normal. Stood up before the church and said, I've been healed in the name of Jesus. Now are we the sons of God? Now are we a part of God? Let me say it like this. You can't be sick and healed at the same time. You can't have the Holy Ghost in you and demons at the same time. And Brother Branham said, high blood pressure is the devil. Diabetes is a devil. The flu is a devil. Amen. Same service. Another young girl came up and she said, you know what? I've had food allergies all my life and I'm tired. We ought to get tired of the devil. I'm tired of one week I feel like I'm on the mountain, next week I'm in the valley. I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of not having victory over my body. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of always being tempted with lust. I'm tired of this. God, give me some power. You know why you ain't got no power? You got the wrong sacrifice on your altar. Because the scripture says, hallelujah, that the sacrifice of Christ purged your conscience from dead works. And the reason why you keep falling here and falling there and falling here and falling there, because you still offering up animal blood. And animal blood can never change your desire. Oh my. Even when we get down here and we have service, and you know what? You means have made a tradition where everybody come and fall down at the altar. And while you sitting down there at the altar, the devil in your ear saying, you're going to get back up and do the same old thing you been doing. Amen. You down at the altar. We come to the altar. Come on to the altar. The altar is right here. Let God sit down right here. You ain't got to worry about it once you get off your knee. Hallelujah. I'm about to close. Don't get nervous. Amen. But church, it gets to the place to where you have to realize that you are a part of God. And God wants to live his life through you. God wants to manifest his entire being out of you. See, what God wants to do, Jack, God wants to push us to believe. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight a vision you are a part of. Now, what is a vision? A vision is, thus saith the Lord. The difference between a dream and a vision, a dream you sleep. But a vision, you're awake, you're in the realm of sleep and wake. Hallelujah. You're right there. You're watching it unfold. And the vision is unfolding right before your eyes. Hallelujah. When I preach this, I like to make it personal. I remember a time when this man started a church. Hallelujah. All he began to do was move with what was in his heart. He had to leave a lot of people he loved. He had to leave mentors and people that he fellowshiped with all his life. But there was something in his heart opening up another vision. Woo! There was another vision opened up. Hallelujah. And some people a little bit further down south couldn't understand what was going on. But there were some people who caught the vision. And you know, people looking at it, see, it was like Michelangelo's vision. It was in his mind. And while he was hammering it, nobody else could see what he saw. But it was still there. It was substance. It was an attribute. It was a nature. It was a part of who he was. Hallelujah. And now he's in a service, but he's getting discontent with the services. He's getting discontent. Not saying there was anything wrong with the people, but there was a new vision. He says, without a vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people perish. So the vision began to open up. He said, well, I'm still going to serve God, but I'm going to start at the house. Next thing you know, we're from how many in your family? Five? It went from 5 chairs to 10 chairs. From 10 chairs to 15 chairs. So they say, oh, we got to get a building. How many know what I'm talking about? Now the vision is unfolding. Hallelujah. I remember when I first came, he was a preacher and a song leader. Come on, somebody. Who know what I'm talking about? Y'all ought to be amen in this, because at that time, y'all was just sitting there looking dinky, not realizing that you were a part of the vision. Not realizing that gift you had in playing that thing, well, you were going to pass it down to somebody else. You look at the vision and how it began to unveil. And I watched them girls. I watched them girls get on the keyboard and they take turns. Pass and move out the way and another one jump on that. Pass and move out the way and another one jump on that. Pass and move out the way and another one. Because there was a vision unfolding right before your eyes. It was a part of God manifesting himself. Hallelujah. Then God started to bring people from other places. Dropping them down here. Other people start to come. They say, well, I heard somebody talking about this church on the job, so I begin to come. Woo! Let me say it like this. If you don't have a church, you have arrived tonight. Because this is an open vision. It's an open vision. I was there when it all started. And let me say it like this. For Bible truth that here, you are a part of a vision. Because that your vision got started before that vision got started. You know, your motto was criticized. People might have said, what in the world is Willie doing? We got the truth, but there was a vision unfolding. There was a vision unfolding that he had to stand on his own 2 feet. Then all of a sudden from there, boom. Then we got, away with your foolish creed. Church, what you really, really need, you got to be fully, fully. Then from there, that vision and opening up, come and do you, so come and do you. Don't you let this gospel become. See, you know what the devil tried to do? The devil tried to keep you down in Egypt land. And we begin to cry, send us the Son of Man. Hallelujah! The vision began to open up. My, but look how far along down the road we are now. Church, you ain't got time to be church hopping and bouncing and ducking and all this. Find your place and stay there. You know what? I preach at a lot of different places, but I know who my pastor is. People can talk. You know, one thing I realized, you know, one brother tried to tell me that I was going to the church. He tried to say, well, brother, you know how they talk about the pastor. They bring me this. They bring me. You know how they do. I said, no, I don't know how they do because they don't bring that mess to me. They know I ain't going to sit there and say, let you talk about my past. I say, yeah, brother, I see what you're saying. I don't see what you're saying. You got the devil on you, and that's my pastor, and you need to shut your mouth. And if you get mad at Brother Smiley for how he's dressed, You might as well get mad at me. You might as well get mad at Jack, because we all are the same kindred. Hallelujah, anyhow. People watching your clothes and watching this. You know, I don't smoke no dope. I don't party. If all I can do is go buy me a nice suit, leave me alone. Let me have that. Let me have that. Long as you can see the vision, let me have my nice suit. Hallelujah. Oh my, I got the clothes. But I want to show you where the vision has come. It went to a place to where God started to send song leaders. But he what he started to do, God started to birth the vision from within. From within. God was always there. But then it came an appointed time where God wanted to, bam, show himself. Me, Jasmine, you getting sleepy? You got to wake up. I told you, y'all open it up. You ain't gonna challenge me like that no more. But the vision is opening. And you look, you know, I sit back. I don't think, you know, when you're a part of the vision, sometimes you can't see what's going on. You can't recognize what's going on. I mean, when I was up there talking with Brother Bilskin, and you know, and he was a part of the vision and didn't even know it. He didn't even know it. You know, he couldn't tell you why she put the checkered shirt in there. When Brother Branham asked him, DDI, he said no. Was he lying? No, he didn't know. He didn't know he was a part of the vision. But God make you come along whether you want it or not. What's his wife named? Ruth. His wife named Ruth. Ruth couldn't help it. All of a sudden, she's like, I know he want me to throw this shirt away, but he don't tell me what to do. This shirt look nice on him. I'm going to pack this shirt anyway. Because she was a part of the vision. Although she was not there, God had to use somebody's hands to make that checkered shirt get in that suitcase. Hallelujah! The vision began to unveil itself from within. Everybody has a part to play. Let me say it like this. If you get out of position, you'll slow up the whole ship. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Before I came down here, we packed up the Suburban. You know, we got everything going. Pack up in the watch car. I said, well, let me check the oil before we leave. You know, you can't go on a journey without no oil. You got to have some oil. You think you're going to get down the road, you ain't got no oil, something might lock up. You got to have oil in that thing. And sometimes you can't let the oil get too dirty. You got to keep a fresh oil in that thing. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. So I went out there to pop the hood, and the hood came halfway and stopped. What in the world going on? I popped it, jump up, and put my finger up under it. The thing wouldn't release. I said, what's the first thing I want to do? Is blame my wife. Because I'm always gone. It's really her Suburban. I just drive when we go out of town. So I'm like, well, she didn't did to this car. But then the voice of reasoning came. Man, you know your wife ain't going up under no hood. Sometimes, brothers, God will give you the answer if you hush your mouth. Stop always trying. I told you, you don't listen to me. Brothers get mad when you uplift the women. Women have been broke down so long, you know, they need a good word. I got talked about for quoting what the prophet said. He said that a woman is more perceptive to the spirit than a man. Brother got mad at me. Brother Branham ain't say that. He ain't invited back down here. Because all the women jumped up and said, hey, man, woo, preach, brother Dean, preach.
Amen. He said it.
That's what the prophet said. He said that a woman is more spiritual.
That's what he said. Exactly right.
We the head. Revelation come through us, but he said he could be out there preaching it and it get missed, but the women would catch it. You know what I just did? I put more pressure on y'all to pay attention to what Jack preached. And you ate amen too fast that time. Pay attention. But I popped the hood. Oh, time running away. I popped the hood. It wouldn't come. I popped the hood. It wouldn't come. I said, man, what in the world going on? So it wouldn't open, but I could close it. And that's how the devil want to keep you. Every time you want to rise, he want to jump back on you. Ah, it ain't time. Ah, you ain't going away. Ah, the light bill due. Ah, the car payment due. I know he did America last month, but that was last month. Ah, I'm in your face again. Ah, the children need more clothes. Ah. Ah, the people ain't paying tithes no more. Ah. Soon as you start rising, he want to jump on you. Ah, he want to show himself. All you got to do is go back where you come from. If you had a problem in that area, go back to the place where God saw before. So whenever I have a body problem, I know a body man. Hallelujah. So, Brother Smiley, you know what I did? I called Joe. I said, Joe, I got a problem. I need to bring my truck. He said, come, Brother Diggs, come. When I got there, he wasn't there. Sometimes you got to wait on your change. I sat there and wait maybe about 45 minutes, sitting there waiting. You know, and I wasn't bitter. I wasn't mad either. See, when you waiting, you got to have the right attitude. Hallelujah. You got to wait on God. Hallelujah. Everybody all right? Or y'all locked into them 45 minutes? Hallelujah. I know y'all got to practice and all that stuff, but let's eat this buffet tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. We're going to walk out of here a new breed. You talking about Israel, a new breed. We're going to be a new breed tonight. But I took it to Joe. Joe finally got there. Because he had experience in that area, don't be afraid to ask for help. You young people that are struggling, the worst thing you can do is have confidence in somebody else besides your parents. They trying to take away my foot. No, they ain't. They didn't been where you been. They didn't done what you done and what you trying to do. Hallelujah. Boy, I just thought about jamming tonight, but I ain't going to do that to her. Y'all open it up. Don't get mad at me. You open it up. You over there, see, I was thinking about my Jasmine. She want a cell phone. Daddy, give me a cell phone. I want a cell phone. She got to the place to where she started looking and telling me when I can get a free phone and you can get two of them. Daddy, if you upgrade, you can get two free phones and you can give me one. You think like that? But I'm saying, Jasmine, you ain't going to help me help the devil tempt you. You my daughter and I love you, but I ain't going to buy you no cell phone for the devil to tempt you with if you ain't got the Holy Ghost. No, I say if you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Because without the Holy Ghost, you can't handle them text messages. You can't handle them. Somebody think they grown in here. Somebody think they can handle it. You say, well, we ain't got the internet in my house. We ain't got this. We ain't got that. It's on their cell phone. Facebook in their pocket. The website's in their pocketbook. And you paying for it. I say, honey, I ain't buying you no cell phone. Without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. She said, Daddy, you can go to Verizon and go tell me switch carriers. You can go to Verizon and they'll give you two free phones. You can get one. You can give me one. I said, ain't going to happen. Amen. You know where that came from? Her other friends in the church whose parents bought them one. Yeah. See, I don't run my house like our other Christians run their house. Your child might can handle it. I'm looking at my child. I'm looking at my seed. Hallelujah. Because what you got to realize, the things you've been delivered from as an adult, Brother Branham said those demons run through the generations trying to get on your children. And we kept telling them, her and that friend,